Hello, and welcome to Streamglobe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Seed time and harvest. Today's meditation was written by Pastor Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. I have just read from the King James Version. Instead of picking stones from her beans like many others, Amara used the clever method of pouring the beans into water, thereby letting the stones and the bad beans settle, and picking out the good beans, but leaving the bad ones and the stones in the water. She would then throw out the water with the bad beans and stones on a little portion of soil in her backyard. With time, she observed that some of the beans thrown out started germinating and growing. She allowed them to grow, and in due time, she harvested a small bucket full of beans from that unintentional planting. Now, Amara didn't have a bountiful harvest of bags of beans, because even though she sowed, her sowing was not intentional. Seed time is when you sow and give away in hope. Harvest is when you receive as a result of what has been sown. Only fools fail to realize that for every harvest, there was a seed time. Life is guided by the law of seed time and harvest. Many times, people sow seeds without knowing it. But you would agree with me that those who expect a bountiful harvest are deliberate and intentional in their sowing. Those who want a bountiful harvest deliberately sow bountifully. Many believers today expect a bountiful harvest from the Lord, but they have not been sowing anything intentionally and purposefully. For example, sowing quality time daily in the place of prayer reaps a bountiful harvest of spiritual power and intimacy with God. James chapter 5 verse 16 says, "The effectual, heartfelt prayer of a righteous man makes much power available." Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 says, "Without faith it is impossible to please God." Remember that one of the most common acts of faith is prayer. And it continues by saying, "He that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." So seeking the Lord diligently in the place of prayer brings reward of power and intimacy with God. Now, sowing in the place of the word reaps a harvest of divine wisdom and understanding and mountain moving faith. Psalm 19 verse 7 makes this clear, that the law of the Lord makes the heart wise. And Romans chapter 10 verse 17 says, "Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Now, sowing financially in love to support the work of God yields a harvest of financial open doors and increase. "Give and it will be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, shall men pour into your bosom." That's found in Luke chapter 6 verse 38. Go into today determining to prepare for a bountiful harvest by sowing bountifully. Remember that he that sows sparingly shall reap sparingly, but he that sows bountifully shall reap bountifully. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 6. Pray like this: "Dear Lord God, please help me to be deliberate, purposeful and wise in my sowing. In Jesus' name, amen." Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Job chapter 27 to chapter 28. Now, this Bible plan is continuous. So if you begin with us today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible. Streamglobe Devotional is non-denominational and interdenominational. Kindly join in sharing this devotional with your friends and contacts, and let us touch and bless lives together. The audio for today's yearly Bible plan reading comes up next, Job chapter 27 to chapter 28.
And Job continued his discourse.
As surely as God lives, who has denied me justice, the Almighty who has made my life bitter, as long as I have life within me, the breath of God in my nostrils, my lips will not say anything wicked, and my tongue will not utter lies. I will never admit you are in the right till I die. I will not deny my integrity. I will maintain my innocence and never let go of it. My conscience will not reproach me as long as I live. May my enemies be like the wicked, my adversaries like the unjust. For what hope have the godless when they are cut off, when God takes away their life? Does God listen to their cry when distress comes upon them? Will they find delight in the Almighty? Will they call on God at all times? I will teach you about the power of God. The ways of the Almighty I will not conceal. You have all seen this yourselves. Why then this meaningless talk? Here is the fate God allots to the wicked, the heritage a ruthless man receives from the Almighty. However many his children, their fate is a sword. His offspring will never have enough to eat. The plague will bury those who survive him, and their widows will not weep for them. Though he heaps up silver like dust and clothes like piles of clay, what he lays up the righteous will wear, and the innocent will divide his silver. The house he builds is like a moth's cocoon, like a hut made by a watchman. He lies down wealthy, but will do so no more. When he opens his eyes, all is gone. Terrors overtake him like a flood. A tempest snatches him away in the night. The east wind carries him off, and he is gone. It sweeps him out of his place. It hurls itself against him without mercy as he flees headlong from its power. It claps his hands in derision and hisses them out of their place. There is a mine for silver and a place where gold is refined. Iron is taken from the earth and copper is smelted from ore. Miners put an end to the darkness. They search out the farthest recesses for ore in the blackest darkness. Far from human dwellings they cut a shaft, in places untouched by human feet. Far from other people they dangle and sway. The earth from which food comes is transformed below as by fire. Lapis lazuli comes from its rocks, and its dust contains nuggets of gold. No bird of prey knows that hidden path. No falcon's eye has seen it. Proud beasts do not set foot on it, and no lion prowls there. The miner's hands assault the flinty rock and lay bare the roots of the mountains and tunnel through the rock. Their eyes see all its treasures. They search the sources of the rivers and bring hidden things to light. But where can wisdom be found? Where does understanding dwell? No mortal comprehends its worth. It cannot be found in the land of the living. The deep says, it is not in me. The sea says, it is not with me. It cannot be bought with the finest gold, nor can its price be weighed out in silver. It cannot be bought with the gold of Ophir, with precious onyx or lapis lazuli. Neither gold nor crystal can compare with it. Nor can it be had for jewels of gold. Coral and jasper are not worthy of mention. The price of wisdom is beyond rubies. The topaz of Cush cannot compare with it. It cannot be bought with pure gold. Where then does wisdom come from? Where does understanding dwell? It is hidden from the eyes of every living thing, concealed even from the birds in the sky. Destruction and death say, only a rumor of it has reached our ears. God understands the way to it, and he alone knows where it dwells. For he views the ends of the earth and sees everything under the heavens. When he established the force of the wind and measured out the waters, when he made a decree for the rain and a path for the thunderstorm, then he looked at wisdom and appraised it. He confirmed it and tested it. And he said to the human race, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to shun evil is understanding.
Thank you for listening to today's Stream Globe Daily Devotional. We encourage you to share this audio with friends and contacts, and let's touch lives together. Stream Globe Word Outreach is a non-denominational and interdenominational ministry. You can learn more about us by visiting our website at www.streamglobe.org. You can also contact us via telephone by calling +234 80344 20524 or +234 90555 65838.
To learn more about this ministry, or to read our devotionals online, or listen to our sermons and other resources online, visit our website at www.streamglobe.org or www.devotional.ng.